Update of the avalanche forecast for Monday, the 16th of February 2026. Wind slabs and weakly bonded old snow require caution. All day it applies above the tree line considerable avalanche danger, so danger level 3, below low avalanche danger, so danger level 1. All day, above the tree line, we have a persistent weak layer problem, especially in the aspects west to north to east. Furthermore, all day, above the tree line, we have a wind slab problem. This in all aspects. Distinct weak layers in the old snowpack can be released easily by individual winter sport participants, especially in little used terrain. Remotely triggered avalanches are possible. Steep, little used shady slopes are to be avoided as far as possible. Mostly avalanches are medium sized. Caution is to be exercised in particular on steep west, north and east facing slopes above the tree line. The avalanche prone locations are difficult to recognize. Whomping sounds and the formation of shooting cracks when stepping on the snowpack and fresh avalanches serve as an alarm indicating the danger. Fresh and somewhat older wind slabs are prone to triggering, in particular in gullies and bowls, and behind abrupt changes in the terrain above the tree line. They are clearly recognizable to the trained eye. Restraint is advisable. And now the snowpack. Some snow will fall. As a consequence of a strong wind from northwesterly directions, avalanche-prone wind slabs will form, especially in gullies and bowls. Somewhat older wind slabs are lying on surface hoar in some places. Above the tree line, the snowpack will be prone to triggering. Distinct weak layers exist in the old snowpack. This applies in particular on west, north and east facing slopes. We have the following danger patterns: DP.1, deep persistent weak layer, DP.8, surface hoar blanketed with snow. The tendency for Tuesday, the 17th of February 2026 indicates a steady avalanche danger. Have a nice day and don't forget to be careful.